coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now that is very serious. And what does the Bible say? As a man thinketh, so is he. Your thoughts reflect your character, and your thoughts affect your character. And so they affect the things that happen to you. They affect the things that happen that come to you. You can attract, your thoughts attract what they are like. If you're frustrated, you attract frustrated people into your world. If you're angry, you attract, you know, such kind of people into your world as well. You know? But you want happiness in your life, then disallow the negative thoughts. Disallow them. You've got to consciously disallow. Consciously program your mind. Consciously. It's something you choose to do. You may not like it. You know, there are people who like to hold those they call their enemies in their mind. Say, I'll never forgive him. I tell you about one man who was dying. He was dying. He was in the hospital. And he said, give so-and-so this one. And give the other one the other thing. And so on. Then he said, he mentioned a particular fellow. He says, even if I meet him in hell, I will wrestle him in hell. He was still angry. He was dying. He's given his last words on his deathbed. And remembers this enemy of his, and he says he will wrestle him in hell. And then there's a fellow who was so angry about the son. He said, don't give that one anything. Give this one and give this one, but that one, don't give him anything. He was still angry, dying. See, there are people who hold something in them. They hold anger in them. It burns in them, and they're happy to protect it. They protect their anger. So even if you're counseling with them and saying, you have to forgive your... Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did? You see, it's not about them. When you forgive others, it's about your life. Forgiveness is about your own life. It's for you. When you free others, you become free. As long as you hold against them what they did against you, you are not free. No, you're not free. You're not free. You're in trouble. You're in more trouble than they are. It brings you unhappiness, disorientation. Have you ever seen people who are going like this? They're going to the office. They're not sure whether they forgot something. And they're confused everywhere they are. Disorientation. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Three things to take care of. Now, if you want to make circumstances and events shift in your favor, number one, your heart must line up with the word. Your heart must line up with the word. Remember, with the heart, man believes. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made. You see, and remember what confession is, homologia. It means speaking the same thing in consent. I told you. See, so you got to get the code from the Lord. It's not just speaking something. It's speaking the same thing in consent. With the mouth, confession is made. He didn't say with the mouth, declaration is made. Even though it's a declaration, but it is a declaration of the same thing. See, speaking the same thing in consent. In consent meaning you agree with him in what he said. So what you say is consistent with what he said. Hallelujah. Number two, your mind must line up with your heart on the word. Your mind must line up with your heart on the word. See, because it's got to have meaning when you use language. It's got to have meaning with your heart. So your mind must line up with your heart on the word. And thirdly, your speech must utter the sound code. Your speech must utter the sound code. Now, you see, we're teaching the same things in different words and terms. That sound code is what we call Rhema. Can you see it? That's the Rhema word. That's the active word. That's the word that the Spirit of God gives you for that moment, for that situation. And that's what Ezekiel was saying, I prophesied as I was commanded. That's that word of faith, see, that's birthed in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. And when you say it, it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. It'll come to pass. Now, understand this. Your body and your mind don't recognize time. Your body does not know that he's in today. Your emotions don't know. Your body doesn't know. Your body doesn't recognize time. It doesn't respond to time. Your emotions don't respond to time. They respond to your mind. Whatever your mind tells them. Can you see that? You know what I'm getting at? I'll tell you in a second. Because this is so important. But you see, our bodies are made subject to our thoughts from our minds. Now look at this. Imagine that I said to you, someone just built a house and gave you the keys. You haven't seen the keys yet. You say, really? Now your mind starts, you know. And tomorrow by 8 a.m., you're supposed to present yourself at such and such an office and get the keys to the house. And I show you the pictures of the house. Oh my goodness, already you're dancing. Your body is not waiting for tomorrow. He doesn't know it's tomorrow. He's already rejoicing like he already got the house. Right? And your emotions, you're expressing joy. You're expressing, you know, happiness. Like you already got the house. Why are they responding? Because your mind said, he's seen the picture. There's a house. I got a house. So he's already dancing, happy, And if you were feeling sick, the headache is already gone. The fever is gone. You know, some people, when they don't have money, they feel terrible. You know, their head is down. How are you? Oh, man, it's bad. You say, I'm in bad shape. Why are you in bad shape? Because there's no money. And he thinks because he doesn't have money, he doesn't have friends. He said, no money, no friend, you know? So he's down and out. But let him just get some money. And woo! He's dressed and ready to go. He's set. Can you see that? All right. What is his body responding to? What are his emotions responding to? The thoughts of his mind. So when we hear something that's not good, doesn't make us happy, our shoulders drop. Even if you were dancing before the news came, once it's bad news, suddenly it's a, Now you're thinking how you're going to pray, how you, you know, what you're going to do. And if there's music on, turn that thing down. Just, you don't want to hear no music, you know, nothing, just nothing. And even if a child is dancing around you, it's like, take this child out of here. You know, you just, what's the matter? You just want to be alone now. Why? Because there's something serious now.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.